Okay. Any other comments on doing first quarter reviews? Okay. So we will plan on that for the next time that we meet, and we will shortly get to what the next time that we meet will be. Okay, so item 9 is basically a work plan, and I think if we talk this through a bit, we'll have a better idea how often it makes sense to meet, because, as I said, I think that's tied to exactly what we're trying to achieve. The budget process nominally kicks in at the end of May. In reality, we often don't get budgets in our hands until July or August. But that said, the process of reviewing what's going on and dealing with extensions pretty much takes up a significant amount of our time starting in June. So what we're basically talking about is what we want to achieve March, April, May, and maybe early June. Then at that point, we basically turn into pumpkins until the end of September when the budgetary process is completed. So in addition to doing quarterly monitoring, which I think it's obvious that we should do and we will do, I guess the floor is basically open for suggestions about, other things that we want to take on above and beyond whatever motions may come onto the floor. We do have a request from Brian DeShazer to discuss the archives that I think we might want to honor. There are cash management and cash flow issues throughout the network. They often happen on a much more rapid schedule than the NSC meets on, so our participation in that can really only be general. We're not there every single day dealing with how are we going to pay this bill and that bill. There's also the issue, and I put it on the agenda, of centralization, which came up at the national board meeting regarding whether or not, money would flow a bit more smoothly in this organization if instead of dealing with 5 different banks or 6 different banks and 20 different accounts, we were dealing with a slightly smaller number of accounts and a slightly smaller number of banks. And I think that's something on which the NFC could certainly discuss and weigh in, and it would probably be helpful. So let me say that basically the floor is open for sort of suggestions about where you want the NFC to go for the next 3 months. And let's take some comments on that, and then maybe we can clarify how often we want to and need to meet.
Arpal, Marcus,
Richard, anybody else? Okay, John. Let's start with that. Okay, Arpal, go ahead.
Okay. I think one of the things we need to do is discuss the fact that we're not getting enough stuff. We only just got these income statements, and by the way, I want to register the sort of complaint that, we're, 9 years into this, and we've still got a line that talks about the LAB elections. That has to be fixed 1 year, maybe. But the thing is, we only have this one two PDF files that are about the first quarter. I'd like to know if there's any kind of projection on when the audit might be ready, because I think that's the only way we're ever going to see what FY12 was like, because, we never got
the last part of it. Yes.
Yeah, we never got the last, the last month, several months of it. Part of this is what's happening with the national office, and can we get more information? There are no cash flows, balance sheets, the whole pile of stuff. The income statement is better than zero, but there's a whole lot of other stuff we should be looking at, because this. The stations are, in general, not in good shape, and I think we have to be watching things, because as you note, sometimes stuff starts going sideways at a rapid rate, and although we can't be on top of everything all the time, we can maybe look ahead and say, hey, I think over here we're heading for a problem.
Yes. And side of cliffs ahead, right.
And if we're only getting a little bit of information, we may not see something that we might otherwise see. And so I think it's important that the NFC gets to see more financial documents out of the national office, because, you know, for various reasons, including the fact that, you know, the network is in interesting shape at the moment, and there are crises on crises all over the place. And I would like to see it coming rather than suddenly say, what happened yesterday? So, yeah, I think that's my major thing, is we need to get more documents.
For sure. Okay, I have some thoughts about that, but let's run through the stack. Marcus is next.
Thanks. I think R. Paul's comments are right on point. I would like to get the finals for last fiscal year budget tractable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
yep.
sure if it's been distributed, and that would be very helpful. In addition, I find the timelines that the last year was my first year, the timelines that were forwarded for the budget process were stretched out, that were timely, they would allow a lot of thought and participation from local LSDs. Unfortunately, they were not, we had great difficulty getting information last year, but I would encourage the NSB, to the National Finance Committee, to hold on to those timelines, and let's try it again, because that they were well thought out, and I think they allowed for a lot of participation, which is what we all hope for. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Next on the stack is Richard, followed by John.
Thank you. This is Richard. I hear fully that I'm with a bunch of veterans, and that helps my butterflies. The last two speakers and the stuff that R. Paul was talking about needing, I think, is right on. I think we certainly need that information and need it in a timely way. When y'all talk about monitoring, what does that normally, and I guess I ask this of the chair,
mm-hmm.
what does that normally consist of?
Mm-hmm. What that normally consists of, and of course you have Jim Boyd, who has been through this cycle 97 million times, and we'll have stuff to contribute here, but what it basically means is take a look at your actuals for a given quarter, take a look at your budget, identify the discrepancies, and talk a little bit about why they happened, where they're at, what you think they mean, and what we need to do about them. It's basically a discrepancy analysis. Like, okay, this is what we planned. This is what actually happened. These are the reasons for the differences. And what about this is worrisome? What about this can be cleanly explained and is not worrisome for that reason? So that's basically what we're talking about with a monitoring process. We do try to do that on a quarterly basis. It also helps us to understand the you know, how the previous year's budget played out, so when we look at one for the upcoming year, we have a little bit to go on in terms of, well, these were the flaws in last year's budgeting process that we want to keep an eye on for the year going forward, because this is where the problems and the discrepancies were, if there were any, and there almost always are some. So that's the answer to that question, and...
If we see an alarm, we see a problem, what do we do? Report it to the CFO and the ED and the PNB?
Yeah, that's
and
the idea. Well, the CFO and the IED will be the CFO will be participating when there is one. The IED will participate as she can. We do have the ability to send recommendations directly to the IED and the CFO, or if we feel that the full weight of the PNB is required, we can pass a motion with a recommendation. There is a time thing there because, you know, it doesn't get dealt with until the committee reports are dealt with on the full PNB, and, you know, some time can go by. So it sometimes relates to how time-sensitive something is and also the jurisdictional issues, because some things are within the province of the IED to dictate or the IED CFO to dictate, and other things are really board decisions.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess that takes care of Richard, so let's go to John, and then I have a suggestion. John?
And I have a suggestion. Richard, I just wanted to say, you know, butterflies are free. You may remember that song. But the airwaves are not. And so what I was wondering about, the role that the Finance Committee could play in getting something at each website that would list the other most pressing financial concerns of each station. So, for example, let's say the transmitter that we were working on at KPFK was a major issue, and we were trying to get funds for that. Maybe somebody in another area would be interested in helping us with that. So if we were to work, let's say Michael and I were to work with the LSB and maybe with the management to come up with the one project that could write it, and at that point, could just click on any of the stations and find the most pressing financials. For example, the issue involved with the relocation of the offices in New York due to Hurricane Sandy, or whatever other issues. Is there a place for us in this equation to list something that would be related to major big-ticket items that could be put on the website of each of the stations?
I think that's a good suggestion. It hasn't been done before, but I think it's a good suggestion, and I think we could incorporate it into a work plan, and I would suggest that we do so. Okay.
Great, thank you. I hope Michael would join me to talk about that.
All right. Well, let me recap a bit what I've heard so far, which is that we are going to continue doing quarterly monitoring. It sounds to me like we need to develop a document schedule for what we want from the national office and when we want it, which I would advise that we do. I mean, I don't have the enforcement ability to make sure that we get it, and it will all be pending all of this staff stuff, but I think it's appropriate to put it out. We need these things, and we need them by such and such a date in order to do our job, and I think we should do that. I do want the NFC to consider and debate the centralization stuff. I think it would be helpful to get a recommendation from the committee on that. And I think John's suggestion about identifying, having each LSB treasurer work with their LSB to identify the pressing financial need for their station currently, maybe on a quarterly basis, would be helpful and something that we should do. So that's what I heard from what people are saying, and that sounds pretty constructive for an agenda going forward. Are there any strong objections to those items or any conditions to them?
Marcus.
Yes, Marcus.
Okay. So my addition, that was fantastic, and I support all of that. My addition and concern is just the, and again, I will reiterate, the budget, the development for the FY14 budget timelines, they were totally ignored, at least at our station last year, and I really want our work plan to include, aggressively pursuing those timelines and working to ensure that station management makes some effort to comply, because it was very frustrating last year to just be totally blown off with timelines set by the NFC, and then at the last minute have a budget slammed in your face that, you know, didn't follow the participatory process outlined so thoughtfully by the NFC timeline. So that's a great concern to me, and I hope to work on that this year.
Okay, well, let me address that. I agree, and WPHW was not the only station that got a budget slammed on them too late. I think several people on the committee will identify with that, me included. So I think you're right. The question becomes the enforcement mechanisms. The way that the timeline is currently structured is that basically the enforcement mechanism is that the NFC has the discretion to provide extensions, and we can definitely as a body be more lax about that or less lax about that. And I think there has been some criticism in past years that we've sometimes been too lax. That may be so, and that will be up to the body to decide. And then the enforcement mechanisms have passed a certain point. If we don't offer an extension, then the NFC simply takes over the budget process from that point going forward. and basically takes the budget for at whatever phase it's in and moves forward with it. So the enforcement mechanism is you get it done more or less on time, or you don't do it. We do it. I think that's worked to an extent. We don't have the scenario that we used to have in previous years where budgets just never got done at all. But I do think that it's up to the committee to think clearly about when extensions are appropriate and when extensions are not appropriate, and not get into the situation of sort of continuing to grant extensions over and over and over again and then getting upset at the results later. And I think, you know, we've probably been guilty of that to some degree. So Marcus, when it comes to WPFW, you need to take the lead in not letting us do that past a certain point when you feel it's inappropriate. And I think all of the LSB treasurers need to do that.
Vigilant.
Yes. Because, you know, we do have the power not to grant the extensions. The current timeline will be sent, and I think people should look over, get familiar with it, and, you know, start to formulate in their own heads how, you know, where, what the cutoff points really should be. Whether it should be exactly what's on the timeline or, you know, how much discretion the committee should offer. And I think the committee should be prepared to listen to people from the local areas.
Right.
And weight their concerns. Especially those who have been on the committee for multiple years and have been through this a couple of times. I think that's about what I can do for you in terms of a response. But again, we don't have to offer extensions. It's discretionary, so we have some power here.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right. Are there any other comments, additions, objections to kind of what I laid out, which is basically what you guys all laid out?
Michael Levick?
Yeah.
The other thing I think we might want to look for, in addition to the most pressing financial issues, might be something along the lines of, like, best practices. Like, I noticed, just looking at this consolidated statement, that KPFA had really major income from donations of under $1,000 a year, and, you know, completely, I mean, that's it for the whole network. Nobody else did that. So I'm just curious, you know, what that represents, and, you know, KPFK does very well on car. I'm just wondering if that's one of those things that might, you know, be able to, you know, generalize across the network and improve our financial picture.
Yes, that makes sense. I think we should definitely identify, as we're going through the quarterly monitoring, you know, numbers that look robust, and get a little bit more detail about how those numbers were made robust. And maybe put out a document about, well, here's what this station does that seems to work. You guys might want to try it over there, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me. Yeah.
Marcus, I have one other quick point. This is more than I thought for last year. Best practices are great. I am interested in the whole lockbox situation, and there was one station that just couldn't implement that. And
oh, no. This is the part where I say KPFK,
uh-huh.
And I almost don't want to say it, but I think that they still haven't.
Geez, you know.
It's a little ridiculous. It sort of got kicked over to the FRAT committee, since it sort of was tied into audit recovery.
Okay.
So that's sort of where it moved to. We can take it back. We can take it back if we want to.
My point is, I just think we need to take a really strong position on those kind of issues, because that's ridiculous what's going on there. That's it.
What's the lockbox?
I'll leave that to Tracy. Tracy?
May I say something, Tracy? John here. Hello, Tracy? John here, can you hear
Tracy, are you there? Okay, I think Tracy knocked out. In the interim, John, go ahead. Am I here?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
You're here now. Okay.
Okay, so Marcus, you want us to take a strong position on is where I lost track of you.
I just think when you have such obvious dysfunction, we have to take a strong position on it. I mean, that's ridiculous what's happened with that policy at that station.
It is a little ridiculous, yeah. I mean, the amount of time that it's been talked about far exceeds the amount of time it would take to actually set up about 100 lock boxes. So, yeah, I hear you.
Right.
Is that a motion?
Okay. I don't think it's a motion. I think it's a request that we take up that issue. And basically, I'm just looking for what are the agenda items going forward. And it sounds like there's a request to put that on the agenda. And unless there's an objection, I think
Tracy,
we should.
John, with that?
Yeah, John, go ahead.
I heard about a lockbox for the first time at the during some of the PMB conversations, and I think that we can make some progress there if I would like to try to communicate the importance of it and to indicate that it did come up at the PMB, and I think I've learned a lot about lockboxes, and it seems to me that it's a very positive step in the right direction and will provide a lot of benefits, and therefore I am hopeful that the station will move more quickly on this, and at before the next meeting I will make sure that I speak with management and get some further thoughts on that and maybe even some good news.
I'm sorry, because let me fill me in. The last time I heard the term lockbox used was when Al Gore was running for president. So,
well, that is good. It's the internet too.
Yeah, it's kind of a nutball scenario. I mean, speaking from my perspective on the frat, Barbara was also on the frat. And I think she can echo this. It seems like we've been talking about it for about 100 million years. So it certainly sounds like something that needs to be resolved already. So, yes, I think we should just assume that we're going to get to the bottom of it and solve it. Okay. So given that work plan, which we seem to have laid out for ourselves, I would say that it's a fairly ambitious work plan, and to me, based on my own timeline of sort of how these meetings go, I certainly think that if you guys can stand it, that we can spend two meetings a month getting that work done. So to me, this is a pretty good argument that we might want to stick with the second and fourth Tuesdays, but because we've got, you know, basically five things that we're sort of putting out here that we want to get done. But let's turn to the matter of the schedule. I heard some sentiments for the fourth Tuesday of the month being better for people than the second Tuesday of the month. We can go with both. We can go with one of them. But do you understand that at some point, let's loosely call it June, we will basically have to shut down everything for 4 months and just do budgets.
And Michael, do this back.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
As it happens, I have something scheduled on the 26th because of someone coming to town. I heard Barbara saying something about the schedule in April. April actually has five Tuesdays. And so I'm wondering if there's a possibility of doing a meeting on the first Tuesday in April, which is the second, and then the fourth,
yeah,
which is the 23rd. That would be instead of the 26th.
That sounds reasonable. Michael, so clarify. So you're suggesting that we would meet on April 2nd?
3 weeks from now, which would be April 2nd, instead of 2 weeks from now, which is the 26th. And then Barbara was saying something about...
On the 23rd.
In the middle of
April. So then the next one, the 4th would be the 23rd, would be 3 weeks then from the 2nd to the 23rd.
Okay. So the suggestion is we would do the 1st and 3rd Tuesday in April
first
to accommodate
fourth.
Some schedule concern.
First,
I'm sorry, 1st and 4th. Okay.
And fourth. Yeah. And then after that, you know.
Just go back to the 2nd and 4th Tuesday. Okay.
I second that.
All right. That sounds reasonable. It's good to have it basically figured out for the rest of the year so we can kind of grab those dates and not get into meeting roulette with the other committees. So it helps them if we can sort of commit to what our meeting dates are. And, of course, if we are frustrated with each other or overscheduled, there's always the option to cancel the next meeting, and that has happened, and we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't schedule a meeting if you haven't reserved the date and it's not there.
Right, right. After
okay.
It would be like May 14th, May 28th, going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I mean, we will definitely use those dates starting in June, there's no doubt. You know, before then, we'll see, but it sounds to me like we have plenty to do. Okay. Are there any objections to that schedule that Michael put forward? Any confusion about it? Okay, then I will take that as the committee agrees, and that's what we'll do. Just as a reminder to the newer members, we will have to see how our budget timeline comes into play this year. Last year, and the timing, of course, was difficult. We met an enormous amount in late August and early September with an emphasis on the first couple weeks in September. I'm hoping that that's not the case this year and we can be a little more on top of things, but definitely for people with their vacation schedules, keep in mind that late August and early September tend to be heavy on the budget process. Because, of course, you'll want to be involved with your local station's budget. So, and that's kind of usually when the crux of the stuff comes to the NFC. However, if we are tough, as Marcus advises, maybe we can move that up a bit. So we'll see how it goes. Okay. So there's two other items on the agenda. The first is a leftover discussion topic from the previous year. We don't necessarily have to get into it tonight. I'm just going to introduce it, and the committee can decide if we want to kick it over or if we want to deal with it tonight. And that would be the question of sort of how we're handling pledges when shows are simulcast in two different areas. We have that going on an ongoing basis with the California stations. KPFA and KPFK. KPFK does 2 hours a day on weekdays, which are KPFA programming with all kinds of complicated back and forths about what happens with the pledges that come in during each station's fund drive. Hopefully in the future those fund drives will be simulcasted as well, which will make things a bit simpler. In the past, they've been going on at different times, which has made it even more confusing for people that are listening during those hours, because one station is pitching and one station isn't pitching. In addition, there are certainly other places in the network where programming potentially could be or might be simulcast. I'll need each of you to sort of, you know, come up with what might be applicable there. And it was basically a question about, well, what's the policy for how we handle this, because it's been kind of ad hoc, and is there a way to kind of standardize this to, A, you know, minimize the hassle, and B, sort of, you know, have some clarity about where the money's moving to. And this came from Ken Aaron, who was the PNB member on the committee from L.A. prior to John Crum's show. I'm guessing that people might want to think about this a bit before we launch into a discussion. Is that right? Because most of you probably haven't given it a moment's thought until now.
I could think about it more.
Yeah, except for the people that were on the committee last year. So, is there an objection to moving that, to postponing that?
No objection.
Okay, I didn't hear an objection, so I'm assuming that there isn't one. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's no objection. Okay, good. All right, so the last item is Brian DeShazer, who wanted to talk to us tonight, but I think we had a little bit too much housekeeping to do, wants to come on to a National Finance Committee call to discuss the financial condition of the Pacific Archives. I can tell you that this has to do with shared services payments that are not being made to the archives and his concerns about that.
I'm sorry, what payment?
It has to do with shared services payments that are not flowing to the archives and his concerns about that and that he would like something done about it. There's a level to which the enforcement of that is not entirely the province of this committee, but he felt that he wanted to apprise us of the situation and maybe have us make a recommendation of some kind. Does anyone have an objection to giving him an opportunity to do that at the next NFC? Okay. Doesn't sound like it, so I will tell him that we can do that on April 2nd with an apology for the delay. I think it's probably best not to do it at the very first meeting that we have because I kind of wanted people to sort of, you know, find their feet and get an idea what to expect.
Tracy, point of information, should he be given an estimate of the time he'll be allotted?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. What do you have a suggestion?
I don't know. Is 15 minutes, half hour? What do you think the depth of the discussion is?
I think that he will likely talk for about 10 minutes, and then probably some discussion would ensue in which he would probably like to participate. I'm thinking about 30 minutes.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we'll plan on that, and we'll probably do it pretty close to the front, so it's time certain, and... Okay. All right. So that brings us to the end of the agenda. Is there anything anybody wants to add or any closing parting shots?
Good meeting. Succinct.
All right. So we're set. We will meet again on April 2nd. Normally with the quarterly monitoring, we take two or three stations at a time because after that, everybody drops dead and we have other things on the agenda. So we will plan for two or three of the stations on April 2nd and the last two or three at the end of April.
Point of information.
Yeah.
Now that you are the current chair of the Finance Committee, doesn't that make you the treasurer of the Pacific Foundation?
Yes. I'm sorry. Let's try the point of information again. What was that?
Said now that you are the current chair of the Finance Committee, doesn't that make you the treasurer of the Pacifica Foundation?
I believe that it does.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, Lord. This is another one of those congratulation condolences type scenarios, but yes, thank you. Okay, so I think that we're set. We will convene again April 2nd. Thanks, everyone. We'll have a little bit of email chat in between.
Okay.
And I'll see you all then.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, sir.